Hello, friends, and welcome to my reactions to episode 54 of the Impact Everywhere podcast with Andrea De Michelis, the founder of Elliott for Water. After my conversation with Andrea, one of the biggest realizations that I had was how little I knew about the water scarcity problem. Like, I know that conceptually in the world, there are a ton of water scarcity issues that are probably going to get worse thanks to issues like climate change, but I realize how little I understand when it comes to the geopolitics of it, how it affects education, how it affects entrepreneurship, how it affects gender rights, and how those might tremendously differ depending on which country you're looking at, whether it's India or Africa or any other nation, even ones that would be wealthier like China that projecting into the next couple of hundred of years are actually also going to be experiencing water scarcity related issues. Anytime I've ever heard about water scarcity, it's always been in very, very specific contexts. For example, I've heard of water scarcity issues in Chile that are caused due to the massive amount of overfarming that is brought about by avocado farming, along with the fact that water has been privatized there. But these are all like really small, specific, individual case studies, and I've never really dived deep into understanding the intricacies of it and where it comes from. Is it just a geographical issue? Is it a poverty issue? Is it a politic issue? Is it a business issue? And I'm guessing there's no one-size-fits-all answer. But this approach that Elliott for Water has is taking all the complexity around water scarcity and saying, hey, if you vaguely know that water is a big issue in the world, and if you agree that we all need to drink water in order to function at the most basic level, then use our search engine. We are going to do all that hard work, all the conversions, all the accountability. And if you trust that Andrea as an entrepreneur is going to be doing the right thing, selecting the right nonprofits, making sure that everyone is accountable, then it becomes a really simple way of making a difference without having to do too much thinking. And I guess there's something really nice about that. The fact that you can just set a default search engine and every time you do a search, you're generating water, you're generating value, you're generating cash flow that is going to people who are doing all of the hard work is not a bad thing. As somebody who's focused on trying to improve my ability to have an impact on the world, I think there's overemphasis on doing the really big theatrical stunts that get a lot of attention. And I'm certainly guilty of that. The art that I create in my work is a manifestation of those larger than life staple milestone moments. However, I've also learned that it's really those tiny little everyday actions that you do, how you show up in the world, the purchasing decisions that you make, maybe now the search engine that you use, that give you the ability to live more in integrity with whatever it is that you happen to be doing. And by tweaking your life so that these tiny little habits that you don't really need to think about that are almost automatic, I think they really do compound over time. So on one hand, it might feel like lazy impact, like the kind of impact that you do because otherwise you'd feel bad, but you know, just feel like you have to get involved because everyone else is doing it. But on the other, it's actually really cool that impact doesn't always need to be hard. It doesn't need to come with massive amounts of behavior change. And if for whatever reason you would rather support the planting of trees, well, there's a search engine for that. If you want to support water, there are actually two search engines for that. Now, I think we all have to agree that the quality of the search results actually really matters. And that seems to be where a lot of the engineering work needs to take place. And I'm not entirely sure how Andrea plans to catch up to all of these other alternative search engines like Ecosia or DuckDuckGo that have far larger teams, far more funding, that have been at it for far longer. But I guess that's a story of every single startup that has ever taken over the world, right? Every single person started off as the underdog and somehow managed to figure out with a combination of grit, ingenuity, and just a really good story. So let's focus on story for a couple of seconds here. I think one of the things that I like the least about Elliott for Water is the name. I just find it complicated and it feels abstract and it doesn't feel like a search engine. But then at the same time, neither does Google, neither does Bing, neither does Yahoo, not even Ecosia or DuckDuckGo. Like, what are all these names? And we didn't really get into this during our conversation, but as he was talking about how he wanted to expand towards India as a really big marketplace, it made me wonder, well, if Elliott for Water was inspired by the god Helios, god of the sun, which is a Greek reference, what if you could like Hindi-fy the name? I don't even know if that's a word, but just like instead of Elliott for Water, could it be like Shiva for water without cultural appropriating the whole thing? Because there's sort of idea that you could localize a search engine to make it relevant to the people and the place that it's serving so that you get not only personalized results in a language that you're familiar with regional context, but that also goes back into the community, has this really nice circular feel to the whole thing. So, you know, part of me is really excited to see where this goes. I feel like Elliot here has managed to survive, which is half of the battle. But where it gets really interesting is seeing where he might end up and how he might adapt himself and how he might enter these marketplaces and establish himself and tweak the results while still being an outsider, right? Like at the end of the day, he's this Italian boy is going to need to figure out how to enter a brand new market that he doesn't actually know. And there's a boldness to Andrea that I really like. Someone who doesn't have a technical background, someone who just called up Yahoo and then followed through and ended up with Microsoft. And so maybe he might just defy the odds and make this into something truly enormous. And maybe he doesn't even need to make it enormous for it to be successful. Like the numbers he was dropping. So let's say 1 million searches a month to generate $150,000 of cash flow for a nonprofit. Even if you'd lowered that by an order of magnitude, so 100,000 searches per month, that can generate $15,000. And so any amount of success that Andrea has, no matter how big or small, is still going to be significantly impactful to making a pretty big difference. Like if I think of the amount of money that I've donated to causes and I think of the amount of money that Andrea is continuously building the passive revenue stream for, it feels like his strategy has something very measurable and tangible and scalable to it. And it makes me a little bit jealous because I wonder what the equivalency is for a person in my career path, which isn't tech. Like I create art and I think the art that I create sort of scales in that so long as people keep reusing the same imagery that I have created over and over again, then it's continuing to have an impact. And in that way, it's an infinite resource. But there seems to be some kind of scalable, measurable impact component that is missing that gives me a little bit of envy. Not in the bad way, but more in the like, what could I do similar? What layer could I add to what I do to make the work that I'm doing and the contributions that I make more sustainable? Underlying what Andrea is doing is a very sustainable business model because I think he's taking 40% and giving 60% away, or maybe it's the opposite. But essentially, he's generating revenue as he's donating, and the more he donates, the more he generates. And it's a very nice win-win proposition. Whereas within art that I create, for example, the grander my visions, the more they cost, but the upside they generate is not guaranteed. And so value that I create is not tied to cost of creation. But that formula also works in the reverse, where something that costs me very little to do can have a tremendous amount of impact. So maybe we're just not comparing apple to apples here. Something I need to think about a little bit more. Anyways, I think that's it for my reflections right now. I'd highly encourage you to test out Elliot for Water. See if it's the right search engine for you. Send Andrea a message if you have any thoughts and feedback. And if for whatever reason this search engine doesn't work for you, find another search engine that has a cause. Because it turns out that over a lifetime of searching that you do, you may just generate thousands and thousands of dollars of value for something other than a big mega corporation. And with that being said, folks, I hope you have a wonderful week. Stay positive, stay inspired, because impact is everywhere.